talking this morning about this clown in St. George, which is just east of Manhattan, right? Yeah. Right there. Between Manhattan and Wamego. And it's real close. If you look at the map, you see how close it is to the river. There's the St. George Railroad Tracks River. So you know the dude is just like, when he's at the local pub, having a couple brews with the girl, gets her in there, and then she says something to upset him. Oh, yeah? Well, yeah! As he starts driving toward the Kansas River.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? What are you doing? No, don't do it.
He did.
Kerplunk. Bloop, bloop. Slowly, we're in 4 feet of water drifting away from the dock that you drove us off of. Oh, no. What am I going to do?
Something like that. Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
Pretty good reenactment. Just a terrible way to try to kill somebody. Terrible. Terrible way for a... For a... What's that called? Murder-suicide? Yeah. Terrible way to murder-suicide. What are you thinking? And that's what he was trying to do. Maybe he thought, I'm a strong swimmer. She always has floaties on. Hello. I'm thinking death by Kansas River. But then when she got out and was able to walk in the water, it didn't quite take. It's a terrible way to kill yourself.
Well, I don't know if it's worse, but my wife already told me how she's going to kill me and get away with it.
How's that?
She's going to poison me, then freeze me, then rent a wood chipper, and, you know, cut me up and throw me through that and shoot me out into a pond.
Wow, yeah.
Ugh.
What was the first part?
Poison.
Poison
me.
So are you still alive when you're frozen or not?
No.
You're dead by the time you're frozen.
Yeah.
Are you frozen just so that it's easier to chip you?
Yeah. Oh. I'm assuming so.
I gotcha. So your wife's already told you this. That's good.
Yeah. Might so if I ever just like stop calling you guys.
Yeah.
You might want to have someone looking upon for my teeth or something.
Okay. We'll put you on the list. We're up to like 14 people now. So.
All right. Appreciate it.